November, Yankee. Romeo, 6-1, repeater. The time is 12 p.m.
AB4 CBA mobile. CBA, this is KN4 WQS mobile. How are you, sir? I'm doing good. Sorry I missed your call there. A little scratchy into the repeater. November 4, Whiskey, Quebec, Sierra, mobile in the Easley area. All right, my name here is David, and I'm over in Taylor's, and headed over to Congaree Road to the sports club for some tennis. Outdoors, I hope it's beautiful out. We're going to be indoors, so it'll be nice. It's conditions out here aren't, I think it's about 55, 56 degrees, so. But anyway, but we'll be indoors. We call it the bubble.
Do you have any fairly active tennis group out that way?
Say your last again.
And do they have an active tennis group out that way? How are you hearing this transmission, over?
I tell you, I'm behind a garbage truck. A garbage truck is very frustrating. This is a clinic, and a 2-hour clinic, and it's led by this particular one's led by the top pro there. And this is just a thing that she does in January. Most of the clinics are held outdoors.
Okay, I understand that. Well, enjoy. I lived in Atlanta for a few years, and they had a really active group all the way around the city down there. But how are you hearing this transmission, over?
Okay, it's I'm having a little difficulty copying you, but sounding all right. Yeah, we have a couple of leagues that I play in there at the club, and then they have these clinics, I think every day but Thursday, and some are in the morning, some are in the evening, so... And they're real helpful. I don't go to all of them, but it's, I go once or twice a week, and then I'm a member of two of the leagues, so we play, so I get to play twice a week with them, and so that works out well.
That's fine business. You know what they did to the repeater? I heard some talk going on back and forth that they had adjusted some things. Do you know what all they did to their repeater?
I really don't. I know they shortened the squelch cell so that if you're on Echo Link, you have to wait for the squelch cell to drop out, the repeater to drop out before you can key up and... if you're on Echo Link, and so that's why it's so short now, and it gives Echo Link people, you know, operators, more of a chance to jump in there and jump into a conversation or queue. So, and you know, it's kind of frustrating if somebody's a couple of people are talking and you want to get in on the conversation, and they won't let the repeater drop out.
Well, yeah, I'm not too familiar with that Echo Link. I'll have to do a little bit of research. I haven't had a chance to dive into that yet, but well, it sounds like the repeater's still doing about like it was. I know that one of the guys over towards you, I think, is a little bit east of you, was saying that he was real happy. He was actually doing better than he was before.
We're getting that white noise like you just heard. And not sure what's going on there, but that's been happening kind of intermittently. So, but I'm sure somebody's working on it. And, but yeah, it's a great repeater and, pretty good coverage and, yeah, certainly complaints here.
I am pulling into my destination. This is KN4WQS. The number is, or excuse me, the name is Carlos here. What was the name there again, sir?
KN4WQS. Good to talk with you. And say 73. I've got a little ways to go, but not much. Probably about 5 more minutes. Anyway, enjoy the QSO and have a good one. KB4CPA Mobile.
4VWA.
Steve, what are you doing?
Going back to the house to go get me some lunch. You and Carlos both behave yourselves.
Where did you say you're going to lunch?
To the house at Shea Wilder, and I'm going to have tuna. I've started a diet.
Steve, it's a lifestyle change. You know, you look at it positively, you know? I've been doing this lifestyle change for about 14 years now.
I just see it as caloric restrictions.
I mean, you know, there's different ways of looking at it. I'm just trying to give you a positive spin. but I tell you, I was up to 230, and I would I'd probably be at 260 by now. You know, 270, there's no telling. Somewhere between 5 and 10 pounds a year. I think it's more like 10 pounds a year. And, so what would that have been? Gosh, if it was 10 pounds a year 14 years ago, it would be 140 pounds. And at 230, that would make me at, what, 370? I don't think that would have happened. But anyway, I heard, I read or talked to a doctor that said if you're over 50 and you're more than 20 pounds overweight, you're susceptible to developing diabetes, and so that's one thing I do not want.
I know what you mean there, bud. I've just got to get some of this weight off, and I'm very sedentary after I got my knee, and now I'm starting to get back active some, so quick. Hey, you know, we've got lunch tomorrow at lunch.
I've got it on my calendar.
You gonna make it?
No, I've got tennis that morning, and then, let's see, from 9 to 10:30, and then, I don't know, I'll probably just mess around over here on the side of town until it's time to eat.
Cool beans, bud. If it warms up enough, I'm liable to
tomorrow.
I might ride my scooter down there.
Scooter. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, really?
It'll be overcast and have a little bit of rain in the morning, I believe. I think that's what they said, but I know they were showing clouds and rain on the forecast for it.
Well, there goes Tuesday tennis. So I'll get a couple hours in today, and maybe I can get in the bubble one more time this week. But heck, I'd play 5 days a week if I could. I mean, you know, if the conditions were favorable.
Well, it'll get these days, bud. Well, listen, I'm gonna jump off of here and I'm gonna make myself a can of tuna salad. And do my thing and just kind of starve with that. that Greenville meeting?
Greenville meeting, Steve, I'm having a hard time hearing you. You're barely getting into the repeater there.
I'm going over to that Greenville meeting tonight. You gonna head out over there?
No, that'd be a negative.
All right, well, good enough. Well, I'll catch you later, bud. 73s, and I'm gonna go in here and land on a can of tuna. And feel for me while I'm doing it. I'll talk to you later. 73s, KB4CBA, this is KN4VWA. Clear after your final.
Oh, me. Well, I feel for you. Just do the Atkins diet. That's what I did. You can eat all the meat you want. You can eat anything, all of anything you want that's on the Atkins menu. Hey, you know, I love eating meat, so you just have to cut out the good stuff like bread and sugar. But anyway, it beats having diabetes and poor health. God, I tell you, I wouldn't be able to be out here eating, playing tennis if I weighed what I used to. I'll let you go. I'm in the parking lot. KN4VWA, KB4CBA, clear.
EBG. 4WMO.
4WMO, KN4EBG.
VWA.
What you up to?
Going to work.
Going to work? Man. I pulled a late one last night. I got to back up and redo something when we was talking about that 40. I think that piece of coax I put on that 40 is bad.
That's not working.
Just to check the SWR on that 40, you can go in and put the tune on, how you lock the tune on, and then you can tune it and leave the tune on. Well, it works when it wants to, and then the next time it'll actually show up that it's got 100% SWR. I think that piece of coax is bad. Like Steve said earlier, I think it's got a broke spot, loose connection, something in it somewhere. I don't know what it is. But I got to go home and take them PL-259s off and cut me another piece of coax and put back on it.
4WMO.
Were you planning on taking any of those classes?
What about it? I don't know. I'll have to let you know this afternoon.
I talked to one of the guys, and they're pretty much canceling off the CW, the technician, and the general because they couldn't get enough people. They're still going to have the extra.
Well, for what I really need, I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to figure that part of it out. I might wait and see what goes on this weekend. I don't know. I'll let you know something this afternoon. I mean, if I can pass that general this weekend, I might jump into the extra class with y'all.
Just jump in there and let you know that they pretty much canceled the technician and the general. They've got enough for the extra. So anyhow, I'll get out of y'all's way. You get back at it, and I'm gonna eat me some tuna. 10-4 VWA, clear.
Say 73s. I'll let you a little bit after a while. I got the wife working on getting me a tire for the car this afternoon. If she gets that done, I'll meet you over there for that meeting today. Just call me about 4 o'clock and that way I'll know where I stand at.
We'll do it. K4VWA,
clear. I think I'm going to have to redo that piece of coax. That's the one. If you remember, you tested it with the, you told me it was a bad piece of coax, so I cut the ends of it off last night and started over. But I think somewhere in the middle of that thing, I think it's broke. That might have been why the Antron 99 wasn't working at one time.
You got an implant SWR, is something wrong, dead short, something like that.
I went to the 40, on the switch box, so I switched it over to the 40. And just by, you know, whistling on the microphone on it, it showed me the first time that the SWR was fine, and then I backed up and rechecked it again, and then it went all across the scale, and the little antenna light started flashing. And then I hit the tune thing and tuned it, well, it went back to normal. And then, you know, it's showing no SWR, just showing one bar on the thing. And then all of a sudden, it just, in the center of that, it just went right back to 100% SWR. So I think that piece of coax broke on that 40.
Okay, Kevin, I'm at the destination now, so let me holler back at you. I'll talk to you this evening or something. Have a good one, KN4UBG, KJ4WMO.
You have a good one out that way, man, and I'll holler back at you a little bit later. I'll hit you up whenever I get home this afternoon. I'll call you up or whatever. But 73, y'all have a good one out that way. KN4UBG, I'll be clear and back to work. If you ain't turned the radio off, I found another repeater in here in this radio that I didn't know I had. It's the Union repeater. It's the 145, 150 repeater. If you hear me, you ain't got to come back to me, but just in case you ever out that way and you got that one in there, I got it in this one.